Boy, what a day out here at the Public House. It feels like a playoff game. The last game of the season, of course, the Bruce Bochy retirement. Let's go up to the booth and bring in the Hall of Famer, John Miller. John, what a day today. This is unbelievable.
The weather is beautiful, is ideal, and everybody's excited. There's a little electricity in the air here at the ballpark, so and kind of bittersweet, really. But so we'll see how it plays out.
Well, it is Bruce Bochy's day, and you know, I was thinking to myself, other than Candlestick, and you know, saying goodbye to Candlestick, we really haven't had the celebratory retirement on a big scale like we're going to have today. This should be something today.
Yeah, and I think it's all about the interaction between the crowd and Bruce Bochy, but also his players. And the Giants have a lot of their key players who've never played for a manager other than Bruce Bochy in their major league careers. And they've shared a lot of great moments. Guys like Madison Bumgarner and Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford, Brandon Belt. And so there's a pretty good list of those players. So and I asked Boch during the today's Bochy show, still to come, if maybe he could give me a little hard news as to what is going to happen with Bumgarner here today. But he just said that he hadn't decided yet, and he wanted to talk to Bum about what might work for him. And so... And because there's a lot of things you think, well, he could send him up as a pinch hitter. He could have him come in and pitch the ninth inning, or even just get the final out in the ninth inning, or whatever. There's some things that the scenarios that you can envision where Bumgarner could go out one last time. Because it could be that Bochy's final game as a Giants manager is Madison Bumgarner's final game as a Giants player. We don't know what the future holds. Is Bumgarner coming back? Is he going to sign somewhere else? So it's not just a Bochy finale today. There's a little sidebar story as well about Bumgarner.
John, this is a team that's 77-84, and it almost feels like the reverse. There's something about this season that somehow feels successful to me.
Well, I think the season was always going to be about young players. Did they bring some guys up that were keepers? And, you know, Bochy and I were talking about this before the game. You know, you go back to 2008, his second year as Giants manager, and that was a year where the Giants went young. Barry Bonds was no longer here, and a lot of the older guys that they had were no longer here, and they had a whole cast of characters. You remember that year? They had, what, maybe 16, 17 players who made their major league debuts that season. And there were some of them that were keepers. And, you know, at that point, it was Tim Lincecum was now established, and Matt Cain was now established, even though they were still very young guys. Pablo Sandoval came along late in that season, the last, 6 or 7 weeks of the year, and hit .342 or whatever it was. And we thought, wow, this guy can play. I think there's a spot for him. So, and when the season started, it just looked like desolation. You remember Brian Bocock was the shortstop. Well, Omar Vizquel was injured and couldn't play until near the end of the month of April. And Bocock had come up from A-ball to play that year. Emmanuel Burris was a guy that came up during that season, and a whole long list of guys. Anyway, the Giants were looking for some guys who could play. So this year was a little bit different because they still had the veteran core. But they have had a look at a lot of the young guys, and we've had several guys who do look like keepers, and including the guy who pitched here yesterday, Logan Webb, so impressively.
And the bullpen. You know, look, let's face it, the bullpen was traded away, the bulk of it, July 31st, but the bullpen has almost been redone already. They're right-handers all over the place.
Yeah, the guys either got traded away, or in the case of Tony Watson, got injured right after that, and he's the eighth-inning guy and has not been available for a long time. Really, this almost this whole month since he made that diving tag to get it out, but injured himself in doing it. So, but Tyler Rogers is another one of the,
wow.
and he's not even that young, but he's a rookie, and he looks like a total keeper. He's just been sensational. So that's very exciting. Mike Yastrzemski, how about that, Bruce Bochy? managing the team of Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and those great Hall of Famers. And in his final season, he managed Yastrzemski. Who would have thought?
Now, I'm telling you, I said this to Dave yesterday. Hollywood couldn't have scripted this one. This, to think in spring training that we would be talking, or you would be broadcasting Yastrzemski playing left field at Fenway Park. Nobody saw that coming.
No, and that was truly one of the great highlights of this whole season.
Really?
That night, that first night in particular, and he hits the home run. The fans at Fenway, who are rabid Red Sox fans, who are very hostile to players who are not wearing a Red Sox uniform, and yet they cheered for Mike Yastrzemski. They cheered him before the game. They cheered him when he came up to lead off the game, and they cheered when he hit a home run against the Red Sox. So, which was just one of the incredible moments, and it kind of showed us something about Yaz, just how tough he is, because that could not have been an easy time. I don't know how much sleep he got in those 3 days. Back home, realizing a dream, his grandfather, the Hall of Famer, was there. And here he was with that name on his back, which in some ways is something that he had to overcome all those years in high school, in college, and in the minor leagues as well. So, and yet he went out there and he hits a home run as if he was able to just to shrug it all off and totally focus. So I think he showed just how tough he was as well. So so that was very exciting and really one of the great highlights, I think, of this 2019 season.
No, it's fabulous, fabulous. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with John. John, I'm going to ask you maybe the two that will be left standing for the World Series this year. Let's get a thought from you on that right after this. John, with the way the game is played today with all the bullpens and all the home runs, and then you look at Houston with the pitching and the Dodgers with all that they've got, do we see the Dodgers in Houston at the end?
Well, I would think that would be the most likely scenario. I think both teams are the best in their leagues, and of course the Astros, it would be a little bit different this time than 2 years ago, because the Astros would get a Game 7 in Houston instead of in L.A., which did not help the Dodgers, as it turned out, having that home field supposedly advantage 2 years ago. But I think the Yankees can still be heard from, and I think that the Oakland Athletics, they might make some noise if they can get through that wild card game. Because it's just kind of remarkable, the season that they've had, in spite of it all. I don't know how they're doing. Were they going to do that without Chris Davis hitting 48 home runs? I mean, he's been sort of almost just an automatic out for what, three and a half months now. So Montas got suspended, and I don't know. Right now, they're pitching with those guys back, Manaea and Montas, looks like better than it's been all year. So anyway, that being said, the postseason has never really gone well for the Athletics, so we'll see. But I think that Houston and the Dodgers are clearly far and away the top teams in their league. But I have kind of a soft spot in my heart for the Atlanta team, because they're fun. And Acuna and Albies and Freddie Freeman, the first four guys in their lineup are as good as any team's first four. And that includes the Dodgers and the Astros, whose entire lineups are outstanding.
Well, there'll be surprises along the way, believe me. And you know that. We've been through this so many times. The team, you always say, boy, they had the greatest pitching in the world. They go back to 1954 with the Cleveland Indians, and the Giants knocked them off. Something always happens.
Well, and when you bring that up, the Dodgers, because they had the best record, would play the winner of the wild card game. If the winner is Washington, who wants to play Washington with Strasburg and Scherzer and Corbin? I mean, they've got some great starting pitching. But the Dodgers are a team that is kind of a meat grinder of a lineup. It's tough for a starting pitcher to go more than six innings. Even seven innings is not likely. And then the Washington bullpen has not been very good. And for that matter, the Dodger bullpen has been kind of shaky. So if their starters don't go very deep, and maybe even Houston's bullpen is not the ultimate strength of that team. So that'll be interesting. That's where the Yankees, their bullpen, they built their whole staff around their bullpen. So
and they still have Chapman.
They have Chapman.
Yeah, they still have him. John, looking forward to this winter for the Giants. It should be something every day for the Giants.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. A new manager, and maybe there will be a general manager that will be hired to help Farhan. And are there going to be trades? Is Madison Bumgarner going to be re-signed? So on and so forth. So there are a lot of questions and possible trade. Who knows? It should be a lot of fun. The hot stove league, they used to call it. So we'll see what happens. And things have not been happening in baseball, which I think is sad and aggravating. You know, the guys are not even being signed until spring training starts now, these free agents. So anyway, we'll see how it all plays out.
John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your courtesy. I love talking ball with you every weekend, and thank you so much.
Marty, I always enjoy it, and it's great having a guy doing these shows who is a baseball guy, who's always been a baseball guy. And, you know, there are guys who do shows who are like, they know some things about baseball, but they're not baseball guys. But anyway, so I salute you. Have a great off season. We'll see you in the spring.
Thank you, John. All right. More coming up.